Hi there. The word for you today is the importance of loving others. In 1 John 4, verse 7, the Bible says, "Everyone who loves is born of God." Recently, a 12-year-old boy in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, hung himself. Why? Well, because the next day was his first day at a new school. He was overweight, and he dreaded being taunted by the other children. You know, few things in life are more painful than shame. One of the greatest kindnesses that we can show to others is to take away their false sense of shame by giving them love and acceptance. When the disciples met a man who was blind from birth, they asked Jesus, the story is recorded in John 9, verse 2, they asked Jesus, was it a result of his own sins or those of his parents? They weren't concerned that the man needed help or that he'd spent his life in total darkness. No, they started discussing the man's shortcomings right there in front of him. It's easier to label than to love people, isn't it? We label things because we think we know what's inside, and we label people for the same reason. For example, we'd rather debate homosexuality than befriend somebody who's gay, or condemn divorce rather than help its victims, or argue about abortion rather than support an orphanage, or gripe about social services rather than help the poor. Jesus didn't see this blind man as a victim of fate. He saw him as an opportunity waiting to happen. Listen to what he told his disciples. John 9, verse 3, reading from the Message. You're looking for someone to blame. Look instead for what God can do in this situation. You know, if you don't love people, you don't love God. Actually, the Bible says you don't even know God. You need to pray. Lord, remind me today that the greatest gift I have to give others is your love. When you get serious and begin to pray that way, people will open up to God's help and God's healing.